So how did this project come together? How did you guys decide to form, Stardog Champion?
Actually, it happened when we have a friend. His name's Jim McCabe, and he's actually the guy who directed When We Fall video. He was doing like a web series called The Coxswain Campaign, and he asked me, Aaron, and Mark to be a part of that, playing an acoustic death metal band called Gentle Rape. So we, it was like our acting debut, and we accepted the offer and went and hung out and did that, and it was a lot of fun. And afterwards, we kind of got to talking, and those guys were going through, their turmoil in the Breaking Benjamin camp at the same time, and we just got to talking and said, let's get together and see if there's still that chemistry there, from when we had played together before in Lifer. So, we got together and started tossing around some ideas, and there was still a chemistry there. So, we continued to write some songs, and we eventually got a drummer, and Stardog Champion was born.
So, EPs are kind of like, samplers in a way, like taste testers, so to speak. So what are you guys trying to like kind of accomplish with this EP? Like, who are you trying to access? Like, what demographics?
Just anybody who's a fan of rock music, we're just trying to get the word of the band out there. And, we just think it's just some good, honest rock and roll songs.
What do you think makes you guys special? What do you think makes you different?
Different, I don't think we're really trying to reinvent the wheel of rock, so to speak, but, I think we're, it's honest rock. We're not trying to write songs just to be on the radio or to do anything for any other purpose, really, other than just to write good songs. So, to us, I think that, we're not trying to we're not trying to do it just for the wrong reasons. We're trying to do it for fame or whatever. It's just a group of guys getting together and writing some good songs.
Okay, the way the music industry is now, a lot of people download single songs on iTunes, and if they like what they hear, they kind of go back and they'll, pay for the EP or they'll pay for the album. Considering that, is there a song on the EP that you think is an indication of what you guys are capable of doing?
I think they're all kind of different in their own way, I think each song has something different to offer to different listeners or whatever mood they might be in. So I couldn't say just one song that, that would sum up the whole band, I guess. I think they all offer a little bit of something different.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Aphrodite. You do a lot of cool things with your voice as far as your range in that song. What was the inspiration for it, and then how did it all come together?
That was actually one of the first songs that we wrote together. As far as inspiration, it was just, about that girl that you can't reach, the girl that you admire who's out of your reach and you might not ever get. And vocally, I guess, inspiration, we just wanted to go for something a little softer. I kind of sing the chorus a little softer, less abrasive. That was Mark's idea to approach it with that, the lower kind of a Scott Weiland-y type of approach, if you will.
So moving forward, what are your goals with the band?
We just got a booking agent, and we're planning on getting out there on the road and hopefully reaching everybody out there. We just want to go out and play some shows this summer and have a good time.
As far as your influences, what did you listen to growing up, and how do you think it influenced you as a musician?
I've listened to everything. I've been playing for a while, since I was 13, I've been playing in clubs and stuff around here. So I've seen different I guess, eras of rock change. You know, when I started out, I was, you know, into, you know, the hair metal things, I guess, if you will, like, you know, Skid Row and, you know, Warrant. I think my first, you know, one of my first concerts was Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith back in the day. You know, the real Guns N' Roses. So, you know, there was that scene. And then, you know, obviously in the early 90s when Nirvana came along, that scene really resonated with me. You know, it was all about the music and creativity, and, you know, it was a feeling, you know. So I think that age of rock really had a big impact on me, and as well as the rest of the band. And you know, I think anything, and just any good rock, you know, from, I'm really into Pink Floyd, we like Led Zeppelin, we like, you know, all the classics, and, you know, Deep Purple. We're actually going through a little bit of a Deep Purple kick lately. You know, it's everything, you know, everything.
So are you guys working on new material as well, or are you going to, like, let the EP ride for a little while?
We're always constantly writing. You know, I think that's what we do. You know, we're a band who loves to create. We actually have about 25, 30 songs already, so, you know, doing the EP wasn't really, an EP wasn't due to a lack of material. It was more of a, I guess, because it was we paid for it ourselves, so, you know, it was a more of a monetary constraint and a time constraint type of thing.
Okay, moving forward, is there anything else that you would like, you know, new fans to know about you guys to get them interested?
We're not trying to be Breaking Benjamin Part 2, you know. If someone's, you know, going to try to put it on and expect to hear, you know, another Breaking Benjamin song, you know, that's not what they're going to get. But, you know, we're not trying to irritate their fans either in any way. You know, we're just trying to do some good, honest rock and roll, and have some fun with it.